Welcome to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with pastors Errol Beckford and Diana Robinson from Celebration Tabernacle Church in Cocoa. Tune in daily, Monday through Friday at 7:15 a.m. and 8:30 p.m. on WMIE. Are you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Make your day count. This is the day
the Lord has made,
and we will
rejoice
and be glad
in it.
School is almost out for you parents. Get ready. Two more days of school, today and tomorrow, and school is out for the summer. So we're looking forward to being able to spend some more time with our children doing different activities and such, and it's a great opportunity to share the love of the Lord with your children and explore different ways to serve others in the community and such. So let's take advantage of every opportunity that we have. Our topic here for the remainder of the week is the spirit of man can only reach its ultimate potential if and when it's combined with the Holy Spirit of God. So the spirit of man that God put deliberately, intentionally in each and every one of us must be filled with the Holy Spirit of God in order for us to reach our ultimate potential, fulfill our ultimate assignment here in the world.
The Lord give us the framework in order for us to do that. Because we study over the past weeks on this radio program that man is a spirit being. Man, he lives in a body that has a soul. And as a spirit, the spirit attached to God in the spirit realm. The body, the soul attached to the physical realm, the physical world. So we want to look at that from 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7 on this Tuesday morning as we dig into this study.
For we walk by faith, not by sight.
See, we walk by what?
Faith.
And not by sight. Mm-hmm. So we know how to do what? We know that very well. We know to walk by sight. I know how to go by my sight. What my eyes see tells me where to go. If I can't see it in the physical realm, I won't do it. So if I go into a room and there's no light in there, I will come back out. If I open the door and there's no light in that room, I'm not going in. And the reason why I'm not going in, I cannot what? See. Mm-hmm. And I don't know what to expect. Mm-hmm. I don't know what in the way. So in order for me to go in the room, I have to be able to see. So I'm walking by my what?
Sight.
So now Paul in Corinthians telling us that in order for us to see what God is doing and do what God is doing, it cannot happen in the physical realm. I'll let you guys talk. Mm-hmm. I just opened this monologue this morning. It cannot happen in the physical.
Yeah, man doesn't walk by faith.
Yeah.
Man walks by sight.
Yeah.
The natural man, he walks by sight because he goes by his senses, the natural man. So then that's why God has given us the spirit man.
Yeah.
The spirit man, that part, walks by faith because that part has the connection with the God who already sees us, who already sees the elements, the circumstances. what's coming before us, what the end is going to be from the beginning. So when we're walking by faith, we're walking by the spiritual man. The natural man is going to walk by his senses. He's going to look, he's going to feel, he's going to make his observation to see which way he should go. The spirit man is going to go in alignment with the way that God is telling him. So even though it looks like it's not going to work in the natural by the flesh, he continues to walk like Moses at the Red Sea. Natural man isn't going to think that the sea is going to open to be able to cross on dry land. Natural man sees it as a barrier that's impossible to be able to go through. At the Jordan with Joshua, they didn't see. The natural man can't see that once the feet of the priests go into the Jordan River, that it's going to stop. It's going to stop flowing and they'll be able to. The natural man can't perceive that. But by faith, they began their journey. They took their steps into the Jordan and the water ceased so Joshua can bring them over. So they're being led by the Spirit. So they're walking by faith and it's doing things that are unable to be done only by the natural realm.
Yes. So here it is on this morning that we have to learn to live our life based on our trust in God. We are called. The Christian is called to live the Christian life based on the word trust in God. We have to put 100% reliance on the word of God. Because God operates from the unseen realm to the seen realm.
And like you always say, we have to see it before we see it. Yeah. We have to see it by the Spirit before we see it manifest in the physical realm. So we have to see it before we see it. So how do we see it? We see it by the eyes of the Spirit.
Right.
Just like in the Bible, all the times where it says, the Lord said to this person, the Lord said to that person, the Lord spoke with this person. How did he speak with them? What was the communication channel? The communication channel was by the Spirit. The Lord said by the Spirit. There's only a few times in the Bible where there was an audible voice of God that came forth and everybody around heard it. But everything else, these conversations, when people are saying, the Lord said, and then they're declaring, the Lord said, and they're writing, the Lord said. How are they hearing it? They're not hearing it in the natural man's audible ear. They're hearing it in the man of the in the spirit man that God put in us. That other communication channel so that we can commune with him and we can relay his message, broadcast his message into the earth.
So let's look at it, because we have to have this. We got to get this in order for us to reach our full potential in God. So faith connects us. Faith is what is connecting us to the Spirit of God. And we laid the scriptural foundation in Job 32 and Job 33. We laid the scriptural foundation that God put a spirit in the body, the spirit of a man. He had the spirit because the flesh cannot connect to God. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Right, guys?
It's impossible.
Yeah. So if you think you can connect to God by the flesh, I'm here to tell you this morning, it doesn't work that way.
It's foolishness. God are foolishness
to
the natural man, to the flesh.
So we know the flesh cannot connect to God. Mm-hmm. And the only part that is going to connect to God is what he put in us, the spirit of a man. Mm-hmm. The spirit of a man connects to God. Mm-hmm. And in order for the spirit of a man, the spirit that God put in us to connect, it has to operate through the eyes of faith.
Right, because without faith, it's impossible to please God.
Come
That's
on.
In Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6. So without faith, it's impossible to please God. So without faith, it's impossible to communicate with God in order to go forth and follow his direction and fulfill the purpose of which he sent us in the earth. So faith is what moves us, matures us through the progression from the natural man to the carnal man to the spiritual man. Because the spiritual man cannot operate absent of faith. The spiritual man is operating in faith. The spiritual man is weighing their thought process, their decisions, their actions by spiritual means, which is the word of God, what the word of God says, despite the natural man and the carnal man's opinions, feelings, or logical human reasoning. So the spiritual man is operating by faith. The spiritual man is operating in what is unseen to the natural man and unable to be comprehended by our carnal man. So all these components, we have all these components. It's not like once you go to the spiritual man, the natural man goes away. No, the natural man's still there. We need the natural man. The natural man helps us to be able to preserve ourselves. The natural man tells us don't run in front of traffic. The natural man tells us go drink some water. And we need those things. The carnal man, that's the our reasoning and our thinking. We need that because there's logical, academic thinking, things, processes that we need to know, we need to learn. But as we continue to progress with God, our spiritual man, as we develop our spiritual man, then we begin to be able to operate in higher level faith. We have faith. We have all have faith, but our faith has to mature. So if we think about the muscle system of the body, a child and a grown man have the same muscles. They have the exact same anatomy, but the man has developed his muscles. He's stronger. He's able to do more. So it's the same way with faith. We have it, but we have to, through the spiritual man, exercise it and develop it in order to be able to operate in alignment with the spiritual man. So the spiritual man then begins to be able to override the natural man, the things of the flesh, and the carnal man.
So when we look at it again, the whole thing about faith, we must, as believer, understand it. What connects me to God? Faith. Without faith, there's no connection. Why? Because everything about God is in the what realm? The spirit realm. The spiritual realm. And we know how to live our life according to the flesh, right? So if we walk in the flesh, we receive the things of the flesh. Make your day count.
Thank you for joining us for our Make Your Day Count broadcast. Come and grow with us as we go forward this year. Remember Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. We are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Make Your Day Count. Are you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.